Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. It's Thursday. Yes, it is. So what I did today, I hung out with the kids. We had a barbecue. I spent 3 hours hitting a stump with an axe because no one had a chainsaw, so there was three of us taking turns hitting the stump with an axe to remove it. We finally got it done. Today was a holiday. Not sure what holiday, but apparently it was a holiday because I was told not to work. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed because I was excited to go into the office, but on Wednesday they said, "No, you can't come in tomorrow. It's a holiday, so fuck off." So I didn't go into the office, but I'm waiting until midnight so I can start working. No, I'm not actually doing that, but it is a good idea. Since I'm not tired, I'm probably just gonna get some work done tonight. Less work I have to do tomorrow. I kind of enjoy what I do for a living, right? So I can work anywhere. I can work. Obviously, I prefer to work in the office so I don't have the kids and the wife bugging the shit out of me. But, yeah. I prefer to work in the office, but I could work anywhere. Literally anywhere. And by anywhere, I mean anywhere. I could be sitting on a beach and still doing work as long as I get Wi-Fi. So, it's pretty cool. But also my schedule is completely jacked. So some days I'll work a normal, 9 to 5, which is normally like 9 to 6. But then some days I'll work at like 8 o'clock at night to early morning sometime. We have a lot of people, not a lot of people, like three people in our company who work specifically nights. They work until like 3 or 4 in the morning just because they prefer their night owls, I guess you could say. And so they end up working the majority of the time at night. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. Literally. Okay, so today has been it was a good day. We had a barbecue. We set up the swimming pool and filled it up with the hose, and let me tell you what, dude, it was painful cold. Painful cold. Like, my toes were like, fuck this. But I went ahead and jumped in the pool. It's a kiddie pool, obviously, so it's not that deep, but you can sit in the water at least. But then I tried to get my kids in there, and they were freaking out because it was so cold, but hey, boost your immune system, right? What else? So, we went into town, when was it? On Wednesday, I think. Yeah, Wednesday-ish. And I bought my first box of Flesh and Blood trading cards. I've been wanting to buy them for like a year or over a year, and I just haven't bought a box. And I finally bought a box, and then I bought another box of Magic, the Gathering. So I got 2 boxes. But I decided to make TikTok videos. So literally, each video is one pack, just opening the pack, and then with music, and I'm picking out like mainly classic Crocker. But yesterday I posted 5 pack openings, and they got like 1,000 views in the first day. I was like, cool, people. Not only 2 people liked the video, so I might be doing something wrong. But I really don't care. I love opening trading. I love trading cards. Like, not just Magic the Gathering, which I've done Magic for. I don't even know how long, 15, 20 years. However long, I don't know. But I love Magic, but this new one, Flesh and Blood, the artwork is just insane, like insane artwork. And to top that off, it's something new, you know? And apparently there's cards in there called these cold foils. I might have already got one, but I can't really tell because it's my first box opening them. So, but those can be worth a shitload of money, you know? Oh well. I enjoy it. I think I'm going to keep doing it. Obviously, I'm going to keep doing the mental health side of the TikTok to go along with the podcast, try to get people to come over to the podcast from TikTok. So I'm obviously going to keep promoting mental health, you know, focusing on, you know, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, PTSD, things that I can talk about. But the more people that find the TikTok channel, they'll see the link to the podcast because it's right there on the top of the page. So hopefully more people come to the podcast from TikTok, which I think they will. But if you're a longtime listener and you want to go over to the TikTok and check out the videos and maybe put like or comment, that would be awesome as well. You don't have to, though, if you're busy or if you don't even have TikTok. Screw it. But the video of me jumping in the lake the other day, that's on there. That was not that cold, actually. I mean, obviously it was fucking cold, but it wasn't that cold. But the water was nasty. Oh, man, it was nasty. I wish I lived by the ocean. Like, I see this dude on TikTok. He always, every morning, jumps in the ocean. I'm like, cool, I'd love to do that. Except for the ocean is 8 hours away from me. So, the only thing I have near me is a lake. And it's pretty nasty. But a guy that I know who has a boat, we got on his boat on the one lake. He said that I jumped in the wrong lake. He said if I go over to the other lake, it's clean. So maybe I'll try that. I've been very lazy. Working out and working on my book. So I'm pretty disappointed in that. I haven't even journaled. I'll have to check my journal and see when the last day was. This week has been crazy. Like, I have so much work to do, and then I'm trying to keep up with the kids and the family, and I really want to buy a new car, and I'm looking around for a car. We're building the house, and shit keeps going wrong with the house, making it cost more money, and we're worried about if we even have enough money to finish the house by the time we, you know, get there. Like, first off, so they were about to do the foundation, and there was clay, and so we had to pay $800 to have an expert come test the soil, and come to find out, like, if they poured the foundation how it was, within, like, 5 years, the house would start sinking. So they tested, came back and said, we have to dig up 30 centimeters of soil and replace it with this stone and concrete mix bullshit, and then we can build the house on top of that. It's just one thing after the other. The price of wood has gone through the fucking roof. Thank you, America. Anyone who's buying wood in the U.S. right now, fuck you. It's making the price over here almost unbearable. My roof, the wood for my roof, went up 30,000. Yes, 30,000 euro. That's like, what, $36,000 just for the wood for my roof. So that's went up. So the normal price plus that. It's getting ridiculous. And the price of stone went up, just for the base house, like the walls, the floor and the walls, that went up 90,000. Yeah. So it's 190,000 just for the first part of the house. It's ridiculous. And apparently, within the last 2 weeks, now there's a window shortage. Basically, what's happening is everyone and their brothers building in the U.S. right now, and so all the European countries, because they know they can make more money by exporting, they're shipping all the lumber, all the so they're shipping everything to the U.S. market because they can make more money. And so that creates a shortage over here. And it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. Anyway, so I did do three other pack openings today. I was gonna do five a day, but I did three. That's good enough. And I really wanted to get the podcast done before I got too tired. I mean, it's only 10. I could still make a coffee and then get some work done. Yeah, that almost sounds like a plan. I still want to. Yeah, there's. I'm not gonna be able to sleep anyway. Like, my mind's going 1,000 miles an hour. But it's so hard to do these pack on opening video. Like, I'm used to sitting down and like opening all of them at once. But if you ha but I'm having to restrict myself to only, X amount of packs a day. I guess I could just upload like 500 videos and do all the packs at once, but really don't want to do that. But I did find a really cool car. I was gonna go new, but honestly, I just can't afford it. I can't afford it. I really want a new car, but I just can't afford it. And so I found a used one that's in really nice shape, and it's like less than half the price. Like, cheap as fuck for the car I want. It's a Skoda Octavia RS with 250 horsepower, station wagon. But what's funny, like, Americans, when they come to Germany, they all want to go on the Autobahn and they all want to go fast, right? And so you get on the, maybe you come over and you rent a, a Ferrari, a Porsche, whatever, and you take it on the Autobahn and you're going full speed. I guarantee you, you're going to get passed like you're sitting still by a station wagon. No joke. The station wagons over here are no fucking joke. Like, you'll be doing. I've been doing 200 down the Autobahn, and I got past so fast I couldn't even tell what kind of car it was. I just saw a blur go past me. And I was doing 200, so I don't even. Can't even. Comprehend, like, I don't know how fast they were going, but they were going fast enough that at 200 miles an hour, they passed me like I was sitting still. And 9 times out of 10, it's a station wagon. The Porsches and the Ferraris, they all drive slow on the Autobahn, because they don't want to fuck up their car. It's the people with the 350 horsepower station wagons that just rocket around. I saw this dude, he had a station wagon with 1200 horsepower, and when he hit the gas, it stood up on the back wheels and he had a wheelie bar, and he had to be careful not to hit the brakes too hard because he would flip it forward. Like, they don't play around over here. Oh man, it's so funny. What else? I guess you guys want something, some words of wisdom, some educational value today, don't stick your finger in the electric socket. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Mainly it's enjoy life. It's really about seeking discomfort. I know I say that phrase a lot, and I got it from the YouTube channel Yes Theory, an amazing YouTube channel. It's the only, you know how everyone and their brother on YouTube, they're selling t-shirts and other bullshit, right? And they're all, basically everyone's out to make the money. They're the only ones that I actually bought something from. And it was because they were doing this thing where for like a week, all the money they made was going straight to Afghanistan to build a school. And so I bought during that week because I've been there. You know, I've been to Iraq, I've been to Afghanistan, I've seen how they live, and I really do feel bad for the kids there. Like, they didn't choose to be born in that hellhole. And, I mean, there are some parts of the country that are beautiful, but it doesn't matter if it's beautiful if you have to be worried about getting blown the fuck up every day. I remember in Iraq, talking to our interpreter, and he was saying how every night he lays his kids and his wife down on the floor and puts the mattress on top of them so that if a bomb goes off right like near their house, that, you know, trying to keep them alive. Like, it's not funny. It's a terrible life. And so you have to be grateful for what you have, grateful for having food, a place to live, and just being alive. A lot of people aren't alive. People die every day. We had a death in the family, on my wife's side of the family, recently, and it came out of nowhere, and it hit us hard. Because it was out of nowhere. He had a heart attack while he was driving his car. And had a heart attack. Went off the road into the river. Thankfully, they say that he died before he hit the water. So we know that he didn't drown. But still, it came out of nowhere, you know. And I felt so bad because he was so excited about finally retiring. He just retired a couple months prior to this. You know, he worked 40 years or more, and finally, and he was supposed to retire 2 years earlier, but he didn't have enough money, so he worked two more years, finally retires, and 4 months later dies out of nowhere. He was so excited to go fishing with us, and then that happens, and I just couldn't believe it. You know, he worked his entire life, finally retires, and thinks, okay, I can finally sit back and enjoy life, and then boom, it's over. So you can't put your life on hold and say, I'm going to enjoy life when I retire. I'm gonna have fun when I'm older. No, you have to enjoy life now. The trading cards that I was talking about, I love that. That's me enjoying life. Opening trading cards, and then I most of them I don't. I pick out the expensive ones and I sell them to make the money back for the cards. But that's a hobby. I love doing that. I love writing. That's a hobby. Those things, the podcast. Now, I do the podcast to obviously help people. And I've done a lot of one-on-one, whether it be phone calls or texting back and forth. I've done a lot of one-on-one over the years. Podcast is over 3 years old. Over the 3 years, I've done a lot of it, a lot of one-on-ones, and so I know people individually that I've helped, but then all the random people who never message me, who have gotten value out of the podcast, you know, that's, I do the podcast to help people, because that's what I enjoy, is helping people. Now, the act of actually, you know, sitting there and talking and doing the podcast, that's not really that fun. But knowing that I'm helping people, that's what makes it worth it. You just gotta enjoy life now. Be grateful for gratitude. You get stacking gratitude definitely will improve your life. Being grateful for the little things in life will like sitting there complaining about, like, if someone gets your coffee wrong at Starbucks, I just feel bad for you. I see all these people on YouTube and on the internet, and they're like complaining about the dumbest shit, and I'm like, dude, there's people all over the world who are struggling every day to get clean water or food or whatever, and you're complaining about some dumb bullshit. I don't know. I guess that's just life. You're always gonna. I really hate complaining. I've caught myself doing it in the past, maybe even in the last year. I can't think of an example, but I try my hardest to never complain, because it could always be worse. And I hate listening to complaining, so I try my hardest not to complain. You know? It's just like excuses. I try not to make excuses. I mean, obviously there's always a reason, but there's a difference between a reason and an excuse. Like, a reason, I had to do something with my kids, so I didn't work out. That's a reason. An excuse is, I have to work out, but I don't feel like it, so I'm just going to sit here and watch Netflix or whatever. That's an excuse. I don't have time to work out because I'm busy, but you're not busy, you're just watching Netflix. Whatever. Have a wonderful evening. I'm going to get back to it. Don't forget to share the podcast with everyone you know, and even people you don't know. And if you want to, and you have time, and you have TikTok, check out the channel over there. I'm going to keep doing the pack openings, even though y'all probably, not everyone that listens to the podcast probably enjoys, you know, trading card openings, but it's something that I enjoy, and I'm gonna do. I did a video recently on a bike ride and stuff like that, so I don't know, just trying to help people mentally, you know, maybe motivate them to not sit on their ass all day or hide out because they're anxious or depressed, or just basically to let people know they're not alone, and to help people get out of life alive. Have a wonderful evening.